I'm David Fair, and WEMU's post-primary election coverage continues. Yesterday marked the first election that allowed for no-reason absentee voting, and it is an election that happened to fall in the middle of a pandemic. The result was record numbers of absentee ballots. Ed Golombieski is director of elections in Washtenaw County and joins us after a long night and early morning. Thank you so much for the time today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You're running on empty?
I'm a bit recharged. I got a few hours rest in between last night and right now.
If I'm reading the figures correctly, Ed, total turnout yesterday in Washtenaw County was just under 37%. Is that right?
That's correct, yes, just under 37%. Nearly 112,000 voters participated in yesterday's election.
That 37%, that's a little lower than we thought it was going to be, isn't it?
Well, it actually, when you look at the number of ballots cast, we set certainly what's a modern or recent record for an August even year primary. And what we would have seen or did also see yesterday was that only 83% of absentee ballots that were requested were returned. Had the number of absentee ballots returned been what we typically see, which is closer to 90%, we would have seen, obviously even higher number turnout. But I think all in all, given the circumstances, turnout was pretty good.
For those who may have mailed in their absentee ballots, but it didn't arrive in time to be counted, is there going to be any kind of notification sent out to let them know they weren't included because of the way the law stands?
Well, there's no automatic notification that goes out to voters if their ballot was received by the city or township clerk's office today or beyond. However, voters, if they're in doubt about whether their ballot was actually delivered, can check at michigan.gov/vote. The voter can search for themselves there and determine what date the ballot was received by the city or township clerk, or they could call the city or township clerk and find that information.
We're talking with Washtenaw County Elections Director Ed Golombieski as WEMU's post-primary election day coverage continues. As I mentioned, this was the first local election held since the voter-approved no-reason absentee voting measure was put into place. How did that change the way your team and the various city and township clerks had to work last night and into this morning?
Well, and I do want to point out that we did run a March presidential primary election in which we had no-reason absentee voting as well, but I agree. As far as local elections are concerned, this was the first major test of this new arrangement, and city and township clerks responded very, very well. Of course, this pushed them well beyond their normal absent voter ballot issuance. The most recent or the record-setting absentee ballot numbers issued were back in November of 2018 when city and township clerks issued about 47,000. This time around, issuing just north of 100,000 absent voter ballots was a real test. It was a real challenge. They rose to that challenge, and again, a record number of voters have participated by returning their absent voter ballot. We expect, as we look forward to November, that these numbers will, potentially come close to doubling once again.
Was this absentee voting and the processing that it takes to get them counted better or worse?
Better or worse than we've experienced in previous years? I would say that given the volume, that we saw a very efficient processing of absent voter ballots here in Washtenaw County.
Everything was done by about 2:30 in the morning, and I didn't think it would be done that quickly.
Yeah, well, I was cautiously optimistic that we would report results in about that time, and that is what happened. It's fortunate that clerks prepared. The city of Ann Arbor, for instance, hired 70 election inspectors that were tasked solely with processing absent voter ballots yesterday, and the other city and township clerks in Washtenaw County staffed up similarly. They relied on absent voter count boards processing ballots all day long on election day, rather than sending the ballots to the voting precincts. In most cases, they found ways to become more efficient and deal with that record volume. Now, again, as we look forward to November, that record volume is going to double, once again, and we are going to have to continue to find new ways to be efficient. And also remind the public that because we are dealing with absent voter ballots that have significant labor investments that are required to be able to process them, that results in November may be a little bit longer in coming than we would normally be reporting.
And when we say a little bit longer, are we talking about into the daylight hours, or are we talking into later in the week?
Well, I sure hope it's not later into the week. I do imagine that it'll be later into the Wednesday daylight hours.
When you say no reason absentee voting has made conducting elections more or less expensive, or is it roughly the same?
I believe it's more expensive. When you're looking in terms of labor that's required to package, process, and send absent voter ballots from the clerk's office, and then when you consider that city and township clerks have to staff polling locations like they normally do, which is what happened here yesterday, as well as increase the number of election workers that are required to actually tabulate the large volume of absentee ballots.
Did you have any opportunity to engage with or get some feedback from those that were working at various precincts about how all of the COVID-19 safety precautions were working?
Yeah, I toured around several polling locations yesterday and found election inspectors that told me, first off, that were using the provided personal protective equipment. I was very pleased to see that everything that they were provided was being used. And also very much pleased to hear their reports that voters were observing the governor's executive order, which strongly encouraged them to be wearing a mask. I was told and witnessed myself that voters were being very cautious, and those that came out to the polls were wearing their masks, and poll workers were reporting a relatively smooth day.
No super long lines, and because of the way they had to sanitize between each voter at the booths, no holdups?
No, I didn't witness any, and none were reported to me during the day. It seemed that, again, because most voters had requested and voted an absent voter ballot that participated yesterday, that the lines at the polls were really not very significant, and that election inspectors received voters, throughout the day, in a slow trickle. It was slow and steady throughout.
And perhaps that will be the case in November, but as you pointed out, we could see twice the number of votes and ballots put forth. And that's going to require more poll workers at the precincts. And many of the folks who typically volunteer or sign up to work those polls are elderly, and they are at risk of COVID-19. So is there going to be a push throughout Washtenaw County to get some younger folks involved and get them trained before we get to that November general election?
Absolutely. The push really began in earnest back in December of last year. We've been really trying hard to search for poll workers to supplement the ranks and to be able to, now that, as you pointed out, the pandemic has required that some of our existing election inspectors no longer help us, that we need to find new folks to be able to serve. We very much encourage folks that want to become a poll worker, want to participate in this process and learn about the election administration activities that we go through, to visit washtenaw.org/pollworker. You can declare your interest there, and we've seen a lot of folks do that. And yesterday, actually, we watched as many voters and others that were interested in helping out submitted their interest throughout Election Day, probably noticing that their poll workers were well prepared and were made as safe as possible, and decided that they wanted to help too. So washtenaw.org/pollworker. Of course, the Michigan Secretary of State has the Democracy MVP program, and individuals that want to serve as a poll worker could also go to michigan.gov/vote and sign up there as well.
Ed Golombieski, I thank you not only for the time today and the information, but for all of the work you and those in your department have put forth for the primary elections. It really couldn't have gone more smoothly.
Well, thank you very much, David. Yeah, I agree. It was a very smooth day. We weren't entirely sure what to expect given the pandemic and the number of absent voter ballots that we were expecting, but I think I agree. It was a very smooth day. Thank you.
We will talk again soon. That is Ed Golombieski, Director of Elections in Washtenaw County. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.